possibly Jason Momoa's favorite morning show in Iowa, Ken Kurd and Tawny in the Morning, Star 102.5.
So we've been talking about when you pick the bad hotel to stay in. And, you know, I've noticed a little something here is the calls have come in and the cities have been named. It triggers another memory. Okay. Because we had Baltimore come up a little bit ago. Yes. And then I heard another caller called it off air and was Philadelphia.
Yes.
So I remember Philly because it was when JFK Jr.'s plane was missing and that whole story was going on. So it was a couple hours before we had to go to, we were going to a baseball game in Philly that night. My friend and I were, and so we had some time to kill. We're in the hotel room, we're watching, and all of a sudden it got really loud outside, and our room was out, you know, you could look out the window to the parking lot. And my friend goes over and looks, he goes, "Oh, nothing to see, just a big fight and a burning car." And I went over, I was like, "No, it's not." And I went over, and sure enough, there was a brawl going on, and a car was on
fire.
Where
was your friend from? That was just like, "Oh, nothing to see here."
Well, Boston. Anyway, yeah. Adam in Des Moines. All right, Adam, how about you?
Yeah, so I was living in Iowa City, and I was a youth pastor coming to Des Moines for a conference. I brought 20 teenagers with me.
Oh, no.
All right. And we booked a hotel in Des Moines. I won't name them. Just because it was that bad. We pulled in, and my wife looks at me and just starts shaking her head. We go in, and I didn't know the difference between a hotel and a motel at the time. And they're like, my teenagers are like, "Wait, there's doors on the inside and outside?" Get to the room. Stains everywhere. Carpet, beds, everywhere. The latches for the exterior doors don't lock at all.
Yeah.
Like, no deadbolt, no lock. And then my wife goes up to the front. She's like, "Are you sure this is secure?" And the guy goes, "Oh, absolutely, it's secure. We have 140 cameras on the premises."
That's a lot.
That sure is.
Why?
And my wife goes, "Why do you feel the need to have that many cameras?" We made it through the night, but I did not sleep at all. I picked up the fridge, the mini fridge in each room that we had, and I blocked the door so no one could get in. Yes, it was. It's still a memory that some of those students will text me like, "Remember that time we stayed in Des Moines?"
Does your wife still bring it up?
Not since we moved to Des Moines, but every time we would drive by that exit until we moved to Des Moines, she'd be like, "Remember that?"
You traumatized everyone.
Thank you, Adam. Have a good day. Appreciate the call.
Central Iowa's morning show for fun. Ken Kurd and Tawny in the Morning on Star 102.5.